UN officials confirm at least 3 Syrians were killed and 16 others injured on Sunday when their bus was hit by a stray missile as they were traveling inside Iraq toward the Syrian border. David Wimhurst of the UN Coordinating Office in Jordan says the Syrians were traveling in a convoy of 16 vehicles near the Iraqi town of Rutbah when the missile hit. Mr. Wimhurst said the UN has once again appealed to all sides to protect civilians caught in the conflict.
This deadly event underlines yet again the enormous responsibility the combatant forces bear regarding the security and safety of civilians.
UN officials are also warning of a health hazard because of the disruption in water supplies in the southern city of Basra. UNICEF spokesman Jeffrey Keel says there is an urgent need for drinking water in the city. He says power cuts are interrupting distribution from a water plant that supplies 40% of Basra's population.
There must now be a threat as tens of thousands of people in their homes, hospitals, and care institutions attempt to cope and find what water they can from the river and other sources.
Mr. Keel says insufficient supplies of clean drinking water pose a health risk, particularly for young people.
Bad water costs lives, especially among the most vulnerable. And the children of Iraq are certainly some of the most vulnerable people in the world.
The UNICEF spokesman estimates that 100,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5 are susceptible to dehydration and diarrhea. He says UN teams are monitoring the situation in Basra from across the nearby Iranian border and will try to provide clean drinking water as soon as it is safe to move into the city. For now, teams from the International Red Cross still operating inside Iraq have managed to restore some of the Basra plant's water pumping operation. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Amman.